Welcome to Chart and Compass Ministries, a ministry of Christ Lutheran Church in Cape Canaveral, helping you to navigate through the storms of this life by the ever-accurate compass of the Word of God. I'm pleased to share with you today another message from Pastor Greg Lassier, and the message today is titled, The Victory of the Saints.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, last week, if you remember, we talked about the kingdom of Antichrist and the mark of the beast and the great war that the saints have to fight against these in the world. Now, as we think about such things, that might sound kind of intimidating to you that you have to fight against these in your life. But today, I'd like to talk with you about this victory. Victory for the saints, the victory that God has guaranteed to you, his people, and a victor's heart. I want to ask you, do you have a victor's heart, a champion's attitude in all things? As you go through life, as you face this present crisis, as you face whatever good or bad that might come your way, any adversity, do you have confidence that you're going to come out on top at the end? When you go into adversities or if you face enemies, do you do so, can you do so without a fear, with a warrior's spirit, confident of final triumph in all things through Christ? Well, let's talk today, friends, about victory, about the victory that God gives and promises to his saints, and about a victor's heart. What does God teach us about these things in his word? Well, first of all, if we think about it, God's word acknowledges that all of us have fear at times in our lives. Some more, some less to be sure, but we all face and feel fear. And God's word acknowledges that. Do you know that all of the great heroes of the faith in the Bible, the amazing men and women, they all felt fear when they faced their enemies? If you think about Moses here in Exodus 3, when God commissions him to go and fight Pharaoh, Moses answers God. He says, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the sons of Israel out of Egypt?" In other words, he was afraid. He didn't want to go. He did not want to wage war against Pharaoh. Send somebody else, he tells God, because Moses was afraid. If you look over at that great champion of the faith, Gideon, remember him? He beat the entire army of the Midianites. And we read in when Jesus commissioned him, the angel of the Lord, Jesus, I believe, appeared to him and said, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. Go in this might of yours and deliver Israel from the hand of Midian. Do not I send you?" That sounds super encouraging and confident. What was Gideon's response? "Pray, Lord, how can I deliver Israel? Behold, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family." In other words, fear was his answer to God's commissioning. Just like Moses, he shivered and quaked and did not want to go to war, to fight. He wished that God had send somebody else. You look at David, that great hero of the faith. You know, he slew the giant, but that same man who beat down Goliath at another time said this in Psalm 6. David said, "I am weary with my moaning. Every night I flood my bed with tears. My eye wastes away because of grief. It grows weak because of all my enemies." So David was afraid. He was afraid of his many enemies that surrounded him round about. Even David. And even courageous Paul, who charges right into every fray, it seems, to preach Jesus Christ. Even he felt fear. We look over here in the New Testament. He who conquered the ancient world by the gospel wrote of his experiences in life in 2 Corinthians 7, verse 5. He says, "Even when we came into Macedonia, our bodies had no rest, but we were afflicted at every turn, fighting without and fear within. What did he say? Fighting outside, but inside, fear. He had fear. Even Paul was afraid when he went to war against the forces of evil. So fear is common to all of us. God's word, the Bible, acknowledges that. And it's okay. We all face fears. God knows that there's much that's set against us. And when you or I look out at the things that are going on in the world right now, or even just the basic trials of life, the evils that we have to face, each and every person, sometimes they seem so much bigger and stronger than we are, and so we get afraid. Maybe the economic woes of the world right now, a health crisis, a broken relationship, evil people, sin, death, and the devil, name it. There's all kinds of enemies, and they seem so big, so mean, so evil, so hard to tackle, we're afraid, like Moses and Gideon and David and Paul. All right, they felt fear, we do too. But now let's get to this one. What does God say to us, his saints, about victory and a victor's heart? Let's open up the Bible right now and take a look at this. We're going to turn first to Proverbs chapter 28, verse 1. Listen to what God says to us. The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. A lion? Are you bold as a lion? Well, that's what the Bible says. God puts in you the spirit of a lion. That's what he desires, a valiant heart. If we look over here at Leviticus chapter 26, we read, God told his people, if you walk in my statutes and observe my commandments and do them, verse 7, you shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall chase 10,000, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. That is victory, friends. That is what God promises to his people, to his saints. Victory through Christ. And of course, we get that in the New Testament. This is the description of us in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Paul says this, God in Christ always leads us in triumph. Always leads us in triumph. Does that give you confidence? We are more than conquerors, says Paul, through him who loved us. More than victors through Jesus. So that all sounds great, okay, but how do we get there? How do we go from cowering to courage, from trembling to triumph, from feeling a defeat in our heart to victory? Well, here it is, friends. You got to listen to this very carefully. It's a secret. There's only one thing that you need in order to get a victor's heart and victory. Simple, but take it to heart. You need to know that God is with you. That's it. If you know that God is with you and he is for you to give you the victory, you got perfect confidence, you got a victor's heart, and you will have the guaranteed promised victory through his own mighty arm. That's the secret. We've got to lay hold of this one thing, that God is with you. Here's what we read, actually, in Psalm 118 about that. We read this. With the Lord on my side, I do not fear. What can man do to me? Think about that again. With the Lord on my side, I do not fear. That cancels out fear. If he's with you, what can man do to you? What can man do to you? Nothing. Even if he slays you, God raises you up and he gives you the victory. The Lord is on my side to help me, says the psalmist. I shall look in triumph on those who hate me. So when we want to talk about victory today, friends, where do you get victory? Victory belongs to the Lord, says the scriptures. It comes from him. If you want victor and a victor's heart, you got to fix your eyes on the King, on our God who loves you, on the King of the saints. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people, says the Bible. He adorns the humble with victory. He puts it all over you. Thy right hand is filled with victory, says Psalm 48. Proverbs 21 says, the horse is made ready for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord. Amen? We can get ourselves ready, but if we're going to have victory, it's God who gives it to us, not our own hands, not our own strength. For the war horse is a vain hope for victory, and by its great might it can't save. But behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love, that he may deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and he is our shield. Is that your spirit and your heart, a victor's heart? It comes from the Lord. That's the one thing we need to do, is to know that God is with you and for you and is there to give you the triumph. If you know that, you will have a victorious heart and victory in your life and even after life in the world to come. So this is so key, though. We've got to lay hold of this. We can't just hear it. We can't just acknowledge, yeah, that's true. We've got to believe it. And what we really want to do here is trust God that he will provide in our battles the way. He will provide the victory. He will provide the way of escape. He will provide for us the triumph. Think about this. If you want to face your enemies, troubles in life, relationships, economic woes, or like we said last week, the Antichrist, the kingdom of Antichrist himself, these things are all going to seem way bigger than you are, way stronger than you are. And if you look at them, you're going to cower in fear because they're mightier than you are. But if you turn and train your eyes upon the Lord, fixing your eyes upon him, you know that he is greater. He is stronger. He is mightier and there to give you the victory. And when you believe that, when you lay hold of that, when you fix your eyes on the King, then you have the total confidence of triumph because he is stronger than anything else that could come against you. What do we read in Romans chapter 8? If God be for us, who can be against us? What's going to stop you? Sicknesses? No. Troubles? No. Evil people? No. Antichrist? No. The devil? No. Death? No. And all these things, we're more than conquerors through him who loves us. So that's the key, friends. We should read this in the Old Testament. God says even the same. He says, when you go forth to war against your enemies, and you see horses and chariots and an army larger than your own, you shall not be afraid of them. Notice, don't be afraid of what your eyes see on this level. Don't let that make you afraid. When you draw near to the battle, you know, you fix your eyes on God. Don't let your heart be faint. Don't be in fear. Don't tremble. Don't be in dread of them. For, watch this, the Lord your God is he that goes with you. And to fight for you against your enemies to give you the victory. That's so simple, but we gotta lay hold of it. Don't look at your enemies. Don't even worry about them. Train your heart, your spirit, your soul on God our King, and you'll be great, full of courage. And as we read there, the Lord gives you the victory because he fights the battle for you and delivers them into your hands. Yes, praise be to God. Now, let's see how this has worked itself out in the lives of all these trembling cowards, if I can say so, that we looked at a moment ago. Look at Moses. He was a coward. He was, send somebody else. I don't want to go fight Pharaoh. But what was God's answer to him in Exodus 3, verse 12? As soon as Moses says, no, I'm afraid, basically, God's very first answer to him is, but I will be with you, Moses. Notice, there's that thing we're talking about, the secret. This is all we need to know. I'm with you. And what happens to Moses? All of a sudden, shortly after that, he goes into Pharaoh. Let my people go. A shepherd speaks to the king and conquers him. And we read by faith, Moses left Egypt not being afraid. Say that, not being afraid of the anger of the king. For Moses endured as seeing him who is invisible. Where did Moses get his courage? It's by where he trained his eyes. Not on Pharaoh, but on God, and therefore, no fear for me. You let my people go. I'm leaving. Same thing with Gideon. Look, pray, Lord, how can I deliver Israel? He says, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I'm the least in my family. I'm afraid. But what was God's answer to him? The very first thing he said in Judges 6, verse 16, God's answer was, watch this, but I will be with you, Gideon, and you shall smite the Midianites as one man. Wow, that's the key. It's all over Scripture. All we need to know is that God is with us. And if he's with us, we know he's for us. And if he's for us, he's going to give us the victory through our Savior Jesus Christ. David, too, also, being afraid, weeping on his bed, drenching his couch with his tears, as he says in Psalm 6, when he fights Goliath. You come to me with a sword, Goliath, and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. And this day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down, and that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Wow, where did he get this bravery? Because he knew the Lord, his eyes were on him, would give him the victory. Therefore, a victor's heart came into him inside, and victory on the field through the hand of the Lord. It's the same thing for you. Same thing for Paul. Fighting without and fear within, said Paul. But what does the Lord say to Paul one night in a vision, Acts chapter 18, verse 9? God said to Paul, Jesus says, do not be afraid. Get rid of your fear, in other words. But speak, and don't be silent. 4, verse 10, I am with you, says Jesus. That's all we need to know. And no man shall attack you to harm you, for I have many people in this city. And Paul runs out there, as he does at other times. At my first offense, no one took my part. They all deserted me. May it not be charged against them. But he says, but the Lord stood by me. Right here, and gave me strength. That's victory, friends, to proclaim the message fully, that all the Gentiles might hear it. And so I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil and save me for his heavenly kingdom. That was the secret of Paul's courage and ours as well. The Lord stood by me. He stands right here. He's not going to leave me. He's not going to forsake me. He's in me even, all around me, adorning me with victory to give me the strength to go forward and to conquer. That's our courage in this present crisis, in the future, in your lives. The Lord be with you. This I know, Psalm 56 says, that God is for me. My enemies will be turned back in the day when I call. In God I trust without a fear. What can man do to me? So this is so simple. Get your eyes off your enemies. Stop looking at them. Stop watching so many videos and getting scared. Watch a few of them to inform yourself, but get into this book. Let this be your video. Look into these words. Keep your eyes on Jesus, and you're going to be so great. You're going to be courageous. You're going to be confident. You're going to be a victor, and you're going to get the victory. You know, I've seen that so much of my life when I had to fight really against the authorities in the ELCA denomination. And I had, as a little seminarian, all alone in a dark building, to go against four professors and an assistant to the bishop. They wanted me to deny that we're justified by faith in Christ, that Jesus is the only way to heaven, and that the Bible is true, all of which I was confessing. Well, How could I stand against them? It's the Lord who gave me the victory. I just quoted to them the scriptures, and they could say nothing in opposition or counter my words, and I got the victory. When Beth was giving birth to Naomi, I've seen this. She had no muscles to push Naomi out of her body, no muscles to push downwards. And the doctor told us later she could have ruptured, and Naomi and Beth would have died. But what did we say in those days? We quoted 2 Chronicles 20. I remember doing this. We said, "O Lord, we do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon thee." And God delivered Naomi through a C-section, and God delivered Beth through his almighty outstretched hand, and they both lived. God gave us the victory. I've been in danger at sea, afraid of the heights of the mast and the depths of the ocean. But when my eyes came on to the one who made the ocean, fear fled away, and God gave me the victory, and I came home safe. It's the same thing with you, friends. Think about this present crisis in the world, or maybe it gets worse in the future. Who knows? Do you have to be afraid of any enemy or adversity that might come against you? Let's remember, who is with you? Who is it? Isaiah 51, God says, "It is he who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar. The Lord of hosts is his name." And God says, "I have hid you." Think about that. "I've hid you in the shadow of my hand, stretching out the heavens, laying the foundations of the earth, and saying to Zion, you are my people." Who's going to stand against you and win when God himself stands for you to give you the triumph? Don't be afraid, God says. He's already covered you in every aspect with the jewels of victory in every direction. Think about the past. We read in the Psalm 45 that in the past, it was prophesied, in his majesty, Jesus would ride forth victoriously for the cause of the truth and to defend the right. He's already, in the past, come and given you triumph 2,000 years ago. He's already done it. That he, at the cross, forgave us all our trespasses. He canceled the bond which stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. All of our sins gone. God disarmed the principalities and the powers and made a public example of them, triumphing over them through or in him, in Jesus, and by his cross. You've got victory already. Forgiveness. Eternal life. You've conquered the devil, sin, death. You have victory already behind you. You have victory in the present. Because God in Christ always leads us in triumph. Come on, come on. What's going to stop you? Sickness? No. Because we read in Psalm 41, the Lord sustains his saints on their sick bed. In his illness, thou healest all his infirmities. It's not going to stop you. How about troubles? Could they stop you? Psalm 91 says, I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him, and I will show him my salvation. They're not going to stop you. How about if you get struck down? Maybe you do get defeated sometimes in life. Well, we do get defeated at times, but not conclusively. For a righteous man falls 7 times, okay, but he rises again, says the scriptures. God makes you get up again. If you're attacked by evil men, which could happen, be of good cheer, Jesus says. I've overcome the world. What have they on you? With the Lord on your side to help you, you shall look on triumph on all your foes, says the scriptures. It's true. How about the devil? Oh my goodness, Antichrist. Can we stand against such a great beast as this? Of course. As we sing in the psalm and the hymn of Luther, the prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His wrath we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fell him. Piece of cake. Because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Remember that. Take hold of it. We've got to believe this today, that God is with you. He is for you in Jesus Christ. And if that's the case, who or what can come against you if God be for you? Nothing can win. You are going to triumph. The Lord is in your midst, says the scripture. Your God, a warrior who gives victory. Therefore, David could say, "The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Though a host encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I'll be confident, because his eyes were on the Lord." And so also Paul said, "The Lord will, he will, the Lord will rescue me from every evil, and he will save me for his heavenly kingdom." You can say the same. Let's learn to say, as Paul, "He will, and he has, and he's going to save me for his heavenly kingdom." And you've got victory, friends, one more in the future. It's already foretold in Scripture, your victory through Christ. For this slight momentary affliction, all right, we got troubles in this life. We have to go through a war. But it's preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, says the Scriptures. For when Jesus comes back, and he's coming again soon, he himself personally, the King, will deal the final death blow to death, to sin, to every evil, to the devil, and to our every trouble and pain, and to wipe every tear from our eyes, and put a crown on our head called the victory crown, the crown of life. VE Day, victory on earth, friends. VE Day is coming soon to an earth near you, to our place of residence. Jesus died and rose again to give us that victory. Think about this. This is the victory that overcomes the world, says John, even our faith. What can they take from you? Your life? But they're not going to take your faith. Because who is it that overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? And you believing on him, even death holds no troubles for you. God will raise you up. Therefore, let's conclude with this word here, these words. God says, "Fear not." Stop being afraid, for I am with you. And be not discouraged or dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I personally will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. God's eye is on you. Let's keep our eyes fixed on him for a victor's heart and ultimate victory. And 1 Corinthians 15, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's message called "The Victory of the Saints," a broadcast of Chart and Compass Ministry of Christ Lutheran Church in Cape Canaveral. I'm Art Hansen, speaking for Pastor Greg Lassier. And if you're looking for a church home, our services are resuming soon, so we encourage you to stop by. Please watch our website for updates on reopening. Christ Lutheran is located on Highway A1A in Cape Canaveral, right across from the Recreation Center. If you'd like to hear more messages, please go to our website at christlutheranchurch.capecanaveral.org. Thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to sharing God's Word with you again next Monday at 12:30. Have a wonderful week in our Lord Jesus Christ, the great captain of our soul, and God bless you.
Because of your blood, no more pain.